Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Back to the prophet Ezekiel today, Ezekiel chapter 19, a lament for the princes of Israel. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word in all of its various forms. Yesterday we were in a chapter of triumph and hallelujah, the marriage supper of the Lamb and the glory of God being revealed. And today we're in a chapter of lament for the waywardness of your people and their leaders. This is where we often live, in the tension between the coming glory and the present suffering. Help us to walk by faith. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Ezekiel 19, and you take up a lament for the princes of Israel and say, what was your mother? A lioness. Among lions she crouched. In the midst of young lions she reared her cubs. And she brought up one of her cubs. He became a young lion, and he learned to catch prey. He devoured men. The nations heard about him. He was caught in their pit, and they brought him with hooks to the land of Egypt. When she saw that she waited in vain, that her hope was lost, she took another of her cubs and made him a young lion. He prowled among the lions. He became a young lion and learned to catch prey. He devoured men and seized their widows. He laid waste their cities, and the land was appalled, and all who were in it at the sound of his roaring. Then the nations set against him. From provinces on every side, they spread their net over him. He was taken in their pit. With hooks, they put him in a cage and brought him to the king of Babylon. They brought him into custody, that his voice should be no more heard on the mountains of Israel. Your mother was like a vine in a vineyard, planted by the water, fruitful and full of branches, by reason of abundant water. Its strong stems became rulers' scepters. It towered aloft among the thick boughs. It was seen in the height with the mass of its branches. But the vine was plucked up in fury, cast down to the ground. The east wind dried up its fruit. They were stripped off and withered. As for its strong stem, fire consumed it. Now it is planted in the wilderness, in a dry and thirsty land, and fire has gone out from the stem of its shoots, has consumed its fruit, so that there remains in it no strong stem, no scepter for ruling. This is a lamentation, and has become a lamentation. So what we have here in Ezekiel 19 is a lamentation. It is a structured lament. It is to be sung as a dirge, to lament for the princes of Israel, in particular the kings, right? The princes who were born and who were set on the throne at a young age to rule and who came into a downfall. Now, this lament has two major images in it: a mother lioness and her cubs, and then a vine and its stems. And we're not given as much interpretation here in Ezekiel 19 as we were a couple of chapters ago, when we had the vision of the eagle and the vine, and we knew that it was representative of Babylon and Egypt, because we were told that. Here we're not told as much, and so we're on a little bit uncertain ground to make 100% certain interpretations. But it does seem that we're dealing with a woman, a lioness, powerful woman, who had two young cubs. Now, whether this woman is literally like the queen mother, if it is, then it's probably Hamutal. And Hamutal is the mother of Jehoahaz, and also of Jehoiakim. Jehoahaz and Jehoiakim were brothers. They were both the sons of Josiah, and Hamutal is the queen mother. Jehoahaz was taken captive by Pharaoh Necho. Remember, it was in battle against Pharaoh Necho that Josiah was killed. And Jehoahaz reigned for about 3 months, and then he was taken captive into the land of Egypt. They brought him with hooks to the land of Egypt. That seems pretty clearly to be Jehoahaz. He's the only king that sort of fits that. And then we're not sure about the second king. It might be Zedekiah, but it seems like it's probably Jehoiakim. He's a young king, and he's just learning how to become king. And of course, when you're young and you're king for the first time, if your mom has been around the palace for a long time and she brought you up and she was with her husband who was king for years, she's going to have a lot to teach you. And so the lioness, the queen mother, trains this young man, this cub, but he's not a very good king. He is unjust. Verse 7, he seizes widows, he lays waste the cities. The land was appalled and all who were in it. And so Babylon comes and takes him captive, and he goes off into Babylon. And later Zedekiah is also going to be captured and taken off into judgment. So the king of Babylon ends up judging the rulers who come because they're wicked and they don't walk in the ways really of their father Josiah. And then we're given another image, and that is a vine and its stem. So your mother, instead of a lioness, she's a vine in a vineyard planted by water, fruitful and full of branches by reason of abundant water. Josiah, the husband of Hamutal, was a good king, a just king. He led widespread religious reforms. He loved the Lord. He worshiped the Lord earnestly. He's one of the best kings of the whole Old Testament period. And so there was a good foundation, a good source of life, of spirituality, of biblical faithfulness. But no, the strong stems become ruler scepters, and they become arrogant. They become puffed up, seen in the height with the mass of its branches. These sons of Josiah became very vain, very selfish, very disobedient, very oppressive, and they're judged. They're judged. They're brought down. And they're now in a dry and thirsty land. They're now in the Babylonian captivity. And fire has gone out to consume the remaining fruit. So now there's no more rulers. By the time the sons of Josiah are removed, there will not be another king to sit on the throne from the line of David till Jesus comes. He doesn't sit on an earthly throne in Jerusalem, though. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as we saw yesterday in Revelation 19. So this is the functional and earthly end of the entire Davidic dynasty that's being lamented here, and thus it is worthy of a lament. What do we learn from this? Well, a godly heritage is no substitute for faithfulness, personal piety and faithfulness. You can't rely on the heritage of the past. You have to walk with the Lord actively and humbly and faithfully, seeking Him. Every generation needs to be renewed in its faith, and the church needs good, faithful, earthly leaders, not rulers, but leaders, under-shepherds, pastors, elders, who will lead the church in following after the Lord faithfully. And it just takes, you know, one generation of corrupt and crooked and self-interested leaders to really lead the church astray into worldliness, whether that's by stirring up the idolatry of the prosperity gospel or political zealotry that sort of overcomes the real call of the church, or just a complacent worldliness that relies on marketing and clever gimmicks rather than the faithful preaching and teaching of the Word of God. So we need to hear this as a call to say, if we want the blessing of God and the fruit, we need to be faithful. By God's grace, we need to be faithful to the calling that He's given us, and not just say, well, we come from a rich heritage and we have blessed with abundant resources. Well, you can be planted by streams of water. You can have one of the best kings as your father and still go astray. So let's pray to the Lord. Father, thank You for Your blessing upon Your church in generation after generation. You've never left us alone. You've always given us Your Holy Spirit, presence of Christ, the Word of God. We have an abundance of resources. We have a godly heritage. But we pray that You would make us faithful. Make us faithful and zealous and earnest and humble and dependent and worshipful. that we might be your church in word, in deed, in spirit, in truth. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining me for Ezekiel 19. Tomorrow we're going to go on to chapter 20, and I hope you can join me for that. And as always, I do hope you have a blessed day in the Lord.